We're going to pick it up from again from where it says "Kusha Hashem Yisbarach Nista Mimene BaHastara Echas." Right, that was the last thing we were talking about, and just to kind of connect. There's always a lot of ideas going around, but when you immerse yourself in one of the Torahs and you stay with it for a prolonged period of time, you begin to see how different inyanim that we're learning all connect to this. So, what did we say last time? Rabbi Nachman quoted a Gemara that says, the famous Gemara says, when you do an Aveira, right, more than once, it seems that it becomes permissible to you. So on Shabbos morning, we were just talking a little bit about what the Avoda is of Trumas HaDeshen and Hotzas HaDeshen. And we explained that Deshen, the ashes, come from fire. If there's no there's no fire, there's no smoke. If there's no fire, there's no ashes. There's no ashes. So obviously, the Torah applies to every one of us at all places and at all times. So what's the Avoda? And we see it's an Avoda because we know that the Kohen had to wear his big day kahuna. He was not allowed to take out, and again, it seems like a joke. You know, you're putting on your fancy Shabbos suit, your Yom Tov suit, put a nice tie and everything, yeah, dressed up. Where are you going? I'm going to take out the garbage. That's exactly what it was. They were taking out the deshen, which was the ashes. Everything was gotten rid of. So he explained, the Tanya has in his Siddur in Dach, Divrei Elokim Chaim, that the Avoda is when a person becomes more sensitive, a person becomes more elevated, person has a higher sense of awareness, which is what exactly the Torah right here is talking about, das, that infusing that das and that level of awareness and internalizing it, as we spoke about previously, then you rise a new level. And then when you rise to a new level, then the previous level is burned up because you're no longer there anymore. And you've moved beyond that. So again, if you do something over and over again, it becomes permissible, right? That's the Gemara. I was thinking about this, and again, just trying to, when you're living with the Torah, to try to connect it. So that's really, we spoke about in the drasha, a person tells, according to, I forget the stat, I saw this where it was, worldwide, you know, I forget the website I got this off of, but the average American male tells 4 white lies a day.
That's it.
That's all. Okay, then we do a number game, right? That's it, 4, I'm doing pretty good, only 4. 1,480 white lies a year. Oops. Well, 88,000 white lies by the age of 60. 88,000? I've lied 88,000 times? So what happened? Came a job and hustle a hetter. Yeah, of course I tell white lies. The check is in the mail. I never saw that email. I meant to call. Fill in your favorite white lie. But then the person
lying
gets...
that much, how do they get the stats?
How do they get the stats?
Yeah.
They lied. They lied about the stats. I don't know. I'm always nervous about quoting... My son's like is big in statistics. Like, I always get nervous. I'm going to quote something. He's going to point out, well, that's a flawed study and you can't really use it. I don't know. It's from the web. What can I tell you? The guy goes, nowadays, you know, I did some really intense research. I Googled it. Right? that's where our... I saw a great coffee cup at the doctor's office. It says, don't confuse your Google search with my medical degree. Dr. Google. So let's continue now. Hashem. Yeah. Hashem Yisborach Nista Mimene B'Hastara Achas. When a person has that first level, they still know what they're doing is wrong, but it became permissible to them, but they realize that. Dahain, what does this mean? B'china Hanal, as we mentioned. Hashem. Nasa lo, this thing that was really prohibited to you became keheter. Now you feel like there's nothing really wrong with it. The first few times you tell a white lie, you feel a little guilty about it. Again, that's going to be a theme for tonight, white lies. But again, fill in the blank if whatever is more custom tailed to your story. Gam king kashima oid for the sinner lamotzo. Okay, me'acher shekavar nasa lo keheter. Since you know, I don't see anything wrong with this. It's just that's my lifestyle. I remember there was a Rabbi Ephraim Waxman was giving a very powerful Musar Shmuz, and he was talking about a person who gets in the car and turns on the radio every single morning and just listens to whatever, you know, is on the radio. And that's my routine. And I don't realize, like, what that entails, like, what you're exposing yourself to that. So then, of course, why should I do tshuva? This is my daily MO. This is the way I go. Aval im kolze, despite this, that it's difficult, liga lachtor, to be able to go into, literally, to plow through this, because you think about this, and you're learning Torah, and you realize, one second, I heard a shir about Lashon Hara. I heard a shir about Kibud Av V'Em, and I realized, when my parents call me, I'm really not allowed to, I have to pick up that phone. Because Kibbutz Avein demands I'm supposed to pick up the phone. I can't just say I was busy. Ad sheyim so also yizbaruch shem. You'll find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll recognize Hashem in truth. Meaning the one who's doing the Aveira himself will recognize and realize that things have gotten changed and distorted, and the osios, the Torah, became rearranged, as we spoke about, that when you take things like oneg and it turns into a nega, you take words like kares that turns into keser, the osios themselves become, tsar becomes a tsohar, the different ways of opinions. May achar, sha'a koponim yodea shenase lo keheter, right? Okay, the Torah is showing how it's permitted. Al kain, afk shashem yizbarach nistam menes. Even when Hashem is hidden from the person, chvar nasalo ha'avero is keheter, and you've already felt like you could do whatever you want because it's mutter. In kol, despite that, efsher sheyoshiv alibo zeva atzmi. A person can still do teshuva. The highest means mashenafel vehigia lebechinas naslo keheter. You felt where just everything goes and there's nothing with problem with what I'm doing. And you know we have that. What's it called? The thing that floats in the water, the buoy, right? Right? Buoy, right? Wherever you knock it, it just writes up again, right? We have that self-correct system inside of us. Wherever you knock me down, I'm just going to get right back up because I'm fine. you're doing something wrong. Okay, it's all right. If anybody else did, oh, Avarian, Russia, right? Shake it. Me? I self-correct. So now let's look ahead to us. He does this over and over again. Whatever thing you try to point out, and really what he's doing is not correct. He'll search the Lord, he'll dig and he'll find this. That person's going to really, if he puts in a yegia, and he'll realize, I can't lie to myself anymore. That I've been going a certain path, Yashar Vashar Darko, a certain derech, and I realize that this is not it. So that's the first one. That's the first level. Again, there's going to be two. But the first level, that's still the first hastar. Avalda. Sheyesh od bechinas hastar betoch hastar. Then you go to the second level. When again, at least you can get back and you realize that it's far. Dehaini shahastara ba'atzman is teras. As we explained previously, that the fact that Hashem is concealed, that itself is concealed. You don't even know. Remember the story about the hide and go seek where everyone else quit. They stopped looking. We stopped looking for Hashem. We gave up on the hastor shebetoch hastora. She'eini yodei klal shehashem yizbarach nistar mimenu. I don't even know that. I don't even realize that. Like I'm in this game of hide and go seek. Dehayne she'eini yodei klal shenepach etzlo ha'israel heter. Doesn't realize. Like I just think this is the way it goes. That's again the first level. You can still get back from. But how do you get back when everything you think is just you know you don't remember. You don't even think about these things. It's not like a havamin. It's like this little voice that deep down is nagging you. You don't even hear that voice anymore. There's a story we told of Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Kedushas Levi. So he asked the Talmidim, how much of a fear should you have? How much should your Yiras Shemayim be? He says you should imagine you have this execution with an axe right over your head. And if you do anything wrong, he's going to chop off your head. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, what if you can't visualize that? He says, well, that's a sign that he's already cut you off. Hastora shebetocha hastora. I don't even see that. I don't think that. Everything's kavaldi. There's nothing wrong with the way I am. How have I more people should be like me? That's it. Okay, so where we are? Yeah, they became a rock. Kol ha-devarim roim. All these bad things. Dolimus lo lemishur gomor. Right? As we were speaking about, you can have people who are doing terrible, terrible, horrible activities. They think that everything's going straight. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. Hayne'im chas v'shalom, achish ova v'shalom. If, God forbid, after a person did the Aveira and repeated it again. V'oise yoser Aveira is chas v'shalom. Did more, God forbid. Azai nista mimeno afila zois shieda shena selo keheter. He doesn't even realize it anymore that he's turned it into something being permissible. Raksha any your day. He doesn't even know klal mishum nidnut isur. They did already. Vahakol hu yashav einav. Certain people they're clearly wrong. I remember years ago, I'm going back, 1996. And it was a great year. So I was in Irvine, California for Shavuos. And there was a guy there, he taught in Yula, but he schlepped from Irvine to Los Angeles every day, right? He was like a Breslover guy. And he wanted to do the story of, Rabbi Nachman has a story about a sophisticated person, a chacham, and a tam. And the whole point of the story is they weren't supposed to go with Tamimus. And there was one guy who, at this like all-night learning session, I think the guy actually mamash was an apikorsis. Like, this guy was like, the real deal, the real apikorsis. And so the guy's like telling, and I'm thinking like, oh wow, you know, he's going to tell him the story, he's going to see how wrong he's. And he turns at the end of the whole story, goes, yeah, right, I'm the Tom, and you guys are all the Chachamim. Like, here's the story about the guy who's really mamish kofer b'ikr. 100% like against everything. Yeah, there's Torah, it's everything. But he's right. He's the Tom, and everyone else is mistaken. So you can have such a thing like that. You can have Hashem should help us and protect us because the Piazetzin are about us. The Davin Hashem should give us the ability to see the truth. And sometimes it's very humbling. It's very humbling when you realize you're wrong, and it's hard for us to admit. We have these defense mechanisms built in to prevent us from admitting we're wrong, but it hurts. You got to admit that. So a person says, "Hakol hu yoshba eina." The guy thinks I didn't do anything wrong. He's eating chazer. He's mechalal Shabbos before Hesi, and he's not doing anything wrong. That he doesn't realize he's so far gone. It's a nebuch. It's a rachmanis on people like that, but they don't even see themselves as doing anything wrong. They mainly have somebody who knows better. Yeah, a little guilt. Yeah, I know, but what can I tell? I have tithes, I have this, whatever. But the person doesn't realize it. Now, even in the second level, again, the first one was just the one hastorah, but now even in the second level, Gam Sham Malubash Hashem Yizborach. Hashem's also there. Leis Asar Ponemine. There's no place that Hashem does not exist. So even in that place of complete cluelessness, of lack of any of awareness, the person is so, they just deluded themselves, they don't realize they're deluding themselves, Hashem's there also. What does it mean Hashem is Malubash there? It's in the Osios HaTorah. The Torah can even pull a person out of that very, very dark place. Ki baladav ein chiyus l'shem l'shum dover kanal. As we spoke about, if you remember, the Torah itself, we spoke about this last week, the Torah itself provides the chiyus for machshava, dibur, and maisa, thoughts, words, and actions. And even, as the Talmud Devarah says, even when a person is doing an avera, Hashem is giving him the koch at that moment. But because they did so many averos, hafach dir elokim chayim, which is the Torah legamri, totally became distorted, twisted, misinterpreted. Ad shenehepach etzlo mechochmas haTorah psuyos. Oh, so here a pesi is. You know what a pesi means? Peti is a fool. So the chochma became converted into foolishness. And now he's going to explain, like, to be a teepage, to be a fool. Ad she'en yodeh klal, afil zeh ba'atzmo she'nasa lo keheter. He doesn't realize that. She'zeh b'chines hastor she'betoich hastor hanal. So now, a pesi, there's a phrase, he doesn't quote it here, he quotes a different pasuk in a few, we'll see in a bit about a person who's a fool. So, I think it's Mishlei. Pesi yatmin kol davar. The fool believes everything. So Moshe Weinberger explained that the word pesi, the fool, comes from the Hebrew word pitui. You know what pitui is? What?
A fool.
A fool? To seduce, right? Onus mafate, a pitui is someone who was seduced. The pesi, the fool, is someone who got seduced by this world. They got seduced into believing it's an Alma de Shikra. You can open up any newspaper, you see it's an Alma de Shikra. There's lies. And a person who believes, when you buy into that lie, it's amazing. It's amazing how much money. Again, I'm always nervous about quoting statistics because my son's. but what I've seen is that how much money the marketing industry spends. Yeah? Right? I mean, if we're off by $1 billion, how much?
Billions.
Billions of dollars. To get you to buy their product. So Tzvi Meyer Shlita was giving a schmooze once, and he said, imagine a bacher, young man goes into the airport and guards his eyes and doesn't look at what these billions of dollars, how many countless hours of manpower and of planning went into to make that billboard, to get you to look. And you say, I have no sheiches to this. I'm not in that world. I have no connection to this. So all of that manpower, all of that koach, just went to the tzad of Kedusha. But a pesi, the fool, believes this. You get sucked, you get seduced. The world seduces a person. And they believe this. So he's going to explain now. This is not what Rabbi Nachman said. I'm just trying to add a little bit to it. It says, where it says, Al Kein Tzarech, right? Therefore, then now we're going back to, remember we started with the Tzaddik. There's the Tzaddik who has the attribute of Malchus, Malchus of Kedusha. So the Tzaddik is Legalos. He's going to reveal to people like this who are lost in the Hastorah, Shebetoicha Hastorah, right? Hastorah, Sanal, he will reveal to them. He continues through learning Torah. He brings that character trait which we saw earlier about Arichas Yomim of long life into the Malchus. Shehu Bechinas Das, which gives understanding, and as we explained earlier, that's really what causes a person to live. So the tzaddik, and again we bring it back to the very beginning of the Torah, was that everybody has a level of Malchus. First, you have to be a melech of yourself, and then Rabbi explained how you have to use your persuasion not to be selfish, not to for your own self-aggrandizement. But a person has that level of being a leader to be mashpia on others. Someone's from their own house, someone's a little bit larger, and then he said the highest level was the tzaddik, who he's the tzaddik yisod ha'olam. He's rolling over the whole world, so he brings it on. So the tzaddik is the one who can bring somebody through the brink, because the tzaddik himself is learning Torah lishma and has the das and has the arichas yomim, and he can bring that out. He can bring those who are connected to him out of the hastorah shebetoicha hastorah. V'ayid is a das through this das that he's going to be bimbamshik. He's going to pull it down to this avarian. So yuchal leida, he'll be able to know and to have das shefila betoicha hastorah atzma, even in that your little daladamos of concealment. And of delusion and of just lies, afil betochastar gam sham luba shashem yisborach dahainu hatorah. The tzaddik can bring out these neshamos through the koch of his Torah. Umeach sheyodeya, the sinner knows shafil betochastar yesh sham Hashem yisborach, that no matter where I go, I will always be with Hashem. I was waiting for that. He said, "But Atzmon is Galin Hastor." That itself reveals it. The knowledge that Hashem is here reveals is Megale the Hastor. Right? The Maggid says that's. Again, we're still drinking in Purim. That Megilas Esther is from the word to be Megale, to reveal that the Hester. Megillas Esther is to reveal the fact that we spoke about all the time, right? That Hashem's name is not there. But the whole point is that we bring out those places where we thought Hashem wasn't there. Like, of course, Beis Medrash, Hashem is here. Yeshiva, Hashem is here. But what about in the workplace? What about in the street? And even the Makob Tinoifis, even in these places, Hashem is there. The Nasa Mehem, and then he takes from these letters of the Torah that became distorted and configured in not the right ways, he makes from them Torah. Vafilu mehastor shebetoicha hastor, even the lowest level nasa Torah comes out of that place. Ki ve'em es gam sham luba shashem yizborach dahayne Torah hanal. The Torah in that place. Rak machmas shelo hayu yoidim shashem yizborach nistar sham. I didn't know Hashem was there. Ze be'atzma hu b'chinas ha-hastoros. That's what it means. You don't realize it. V'take it immediately. I recognize Hashem, you're right here this whole time. You never left me. That's when a person has awareness. When that finally clicks, and that just they get that that epiphany that Hashem has been here all along. There's a cute story. It's not real, but it's a cute story. It brings out a point that a person passes away, and. And at the end of their life, they're shown like this whole journey, right? There's two sets of footsteps. And they're walking, and it's like, Hashem says, I'm with you all the time. Again, Hashem is not a human, obviously. But and then the hard parts, there's only one set of footprints. So this guy has a tie, and he says, Hashem, I don't understand. There was the hardest points of my life, and like you left me. I only see one set of footprints there. Hashem says, he says, no. Those lowest, the darkest moments of your life, I was carrying you. Those footprints are mine. I'm holding you up. Again, it's only as much as I got. It's not physical, anthropomorphism. But you understand the idea. The person feels they're being held up by Hashem, even in the darkest moments. Even in the Hastar, Shabbatai Hastar. That's where you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it's so much easier to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like when you're sitting in the base medrash, you're like overlooking the Kotel, and you got your little Diet Coke here, you like iced coffee, and your Art Scroll Gemara, and everything's gewaldic, right? It's like good air conditioners blowing in you, right? And then, you know, there's some tzaddik sitting next to you, like learning Kabbalah, and you're like, yeah, this is gewaldic. I'm like, I'm on Gan Eden. And then you know, then you can also find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in your little cubicle as well, right? That's what he's saying. The Hashem is there. That's the Das. By recognizing HaKadosh Baruch, by calling out to Hashem, that was the previous Torah we learned of Ayeh, of recognizing Hashem is in every place. Could you do a little bit more? Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go a little more. V'keiv and Shenechzar. Now Yesu Hastor Shabbatoch Hastor Ladas. Now he's returned that. He's gone, right? It's again, just keeping concepts that we're living with right now of the Nahapachu. That you've turned that place of concealment into a place of recognition. Das is the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is the more of a Shemesh, Morei Naim writes, the Das, according from the Rizal, the Das was what went into exile. Our awareness went into exile when we went into Mitzrayim. The Nasim in the Torah now comes out from there, the Torah. Azaya Torah ba'atzma melchicha osam. The Torah gives tochacha to those who became distant from Hashem and fell to that place of a hastor shebetoch hastor, bechinas araisa machrezes kamaihu, that the Torah is literally as announcing to people, ad masai, for how long pasoyim teahu pesi, how long will foolish people love to be fools, how long will you enjoy being seduced by the lies of this world, by the lies that the world is hiding Hashem when really Hashem is here all along. How long is a person going to be a shaita, going to be a fool, and love the shtus? Ki be'emes, in truth, ha-Torah machreses, it makes a hachraza. In halachic terms, hachraza is when a beis has to announce something. There's certain things you're required to announce in dini momenos, etc. V'tzoekes, and the Torah is announcing, and it's screaming, it's crying out, mochichatom, and it's constantly saying, k'mo shekosev, it says, and this is in Mishlei, b'rosh homios tikra, Admasai pesoim teahu. For how long are you going to love being fools, being pesi? Rak she'enish shemeya kol hakoru shel haTorah. But a person doesn't hear them. Machmas haStorah sanal, because of the haStorah. You know, even Pirkei Avos. You're familiar with this, right? Chol yom ve'yom yotzei basko v'achrezes oy le'avon shel Torah. Every single day, basko comes out and says, "Woe to the people who are degrading Torah." So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, did you ever hear this baskol? You heard the baskol, right? Every day. He says, you know what the baskol that is? That's the little hiruri tshuva we have. When we're feeling like I could be doing better. I give a little krech. It's like, I know this. This isn't how it's supposed to be. That thought, that little flash, that's the baskol that comes out. And we still hear that every single day, says the Pirkei Avos. Since now a person returns and found Hashem in that place, so that place of concealment now comes to the place of Das. Das Hanal, as we mentioned. Azai take mehem Torah. You made Torah out of it. That Torah can say, okay, Admasai Possum, how long are you going to be a pesi? How long are you going to be a fool? Because you realize that this isn't the way it's supposed to go, as we mentioned. That's what it says in the Torah. Pia posva v'chochma, right? Her mouth over the Torah itself, right? This is familiar, right? This is we sing by Yishas Chayil every Friday night, yeah. So piha, her mouth poscha has been opened v'chochma. That's the Torah. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. That's the Torah itself announcing, making the statement. How long are you going to be foolish for? You know, you come to a Friday night and you can hear. You can hear that thing saying, "How long did I get caught up in the shtus of the 6 days of the week?" And not realizing, like, Shabbos, that it's all revolving around Shabbos. Now I can finally come. Now, like, Shabbos is awareness. Shabbos is Das. Shabbos is an inyan of tshuva, right? That I'm coming back to my who I really am, to be in touch with that. So when I come to that, then I can sing Eish Eschayil. I can sing Piha Posel V'Chochma. Just to add a little bit to this, that we know, we've been talking about Malchus, right? That's the whole Yisod, that everyone has a bechin of being a melech. So in the Sphiros, Peh, the mouth is always associated with the sphere of Malchus. speaking. The Melech speaks out. It's all comes. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Inyan of Malchus. So we see Malchus. It's all of. Again, we'll go deeper and deeper. We're just getting through the Torah for the first time. We got to go every time you go through it. You see more insights. But this is an Inyan of Malchus that started with back in the first Os. Sha'ayde ha'chachma v'das kanal. Right, that we realize that Hashem. What's the chach? What's the das? We recognize Hashem is there in the concealment. Sha'adezeh megalin ha'storas va'oisim mehem Torah. We made Torah out of this canal, as we mentioned. Ayadezeh pia poscha. She opens up her mouth. The Torah's mouth becomes opened. Hayne bechinas araisa machreches kamayhu. The Torah makes an announcement in front of everyone. Sha'atorah ba'atzma posachas piha u'mochicham osam. It gives him. Nimsa comes out. Sha'ayde esek ha'torah. Through the tzaddik, who has this ability of memshola of ruling over Sha'al Yoda Mamshichim Arichus Yom Letocha Malchus? You bring that attribute of long life into your realm of being a melech, because we saw that the harbonus makrevis is baalel, that if you don't put this in, it's going to bury you. If you're using your position of leadership and of influence for your own selfish needs. Why Jacobson was speaking to the first kids, he says, ego is easing God out. That's ego. So if your malchus is easing God out, right? Not to find Hashem, but to push Hashem out so I can assert myself. So that's going to bury you. That's how we bring chiyus, real life, into, again, the measurements of the days and of the midos. And through doing this, we're seeing Hashem and reminding ourselves that Hashem is there, even though I'm not really aware of it, but I know that's the yesod, then that brings the das there. Even the people who are so far distant, Hashem is working so far from Hashem, right? So that even a person like that can come to that. Wow. Okay, we did a lot tonight. The next thing is going to talk about how that's Mordechai. The next section of the Torah is going to connect it. Again, we couldn't get it all in before Purim, but okay. you live with... You know, Rav Huttner says you never make Havdalah after Purim. Right? You don't make Havdalah after Purim, so we're still living with Purim. Rav Tzadok says these are the days being coast to coast. Between the coast of Purim and the Dalakosas of the Vengulu. Okay. Shkoyach, ready for coming. Yeah.